written by experts and authorities in the field and professionally narrated for easy listening. This crash course is a valuable tool both during school and when preparing for the USMLE, or if you're simply interested in the subject of human immunology. The audio is focused and high yield, covering the most important topics you might expect to learn in a typical medical school immunology course. Included are both capsule and detailed explanations of critical issues and topics you must know to master the course. The material is accurate, up-to-date, and broken down into bite-sized sections. There is a Q&A and a key takeaways section following each topic to review questions commonly tested and drive home key points. Also included is a comprehensive test containing the top 100 most commonly tested questions in immunology with the correct answers. To get the most out of this course, we recommend that you listen to the entire audio once while taking notes, then go back and listen to areas you had difficulties with. AudioLearn's medical school crash courses support your studies, help with USMLE preparation, and provide a comprehensive audio review of the topic matter for anyone interested in what medical students are taught in a typical medical school immunology course. In this course, we'll cover the following topics: overview of the human immune response, innate immunity, antigens and antibodies, adaptive immunity and the T cell, adaptive immunity and the B cell, the chemistry of the immune response, cytokines and complement systems, hypersensitivity reactions and allergies, immunodeficiency states, leukemias and lymphomas, immunity and transplantation, autoimmune diseases, and the immune system and infectious diseases. Now, let's get started. The subject of this course is immunology, and specifically, human immunology, or the responses that happen as part of the human immunological response to a variety of stimuli. The course is designed to cover the basics of what is involved in the human immune response, the cells and molecules involved, and how the immune system relates to certain exposures. Abnormalities of the human immune system are also intended to be covered as part of the course. The first chapter of the course will involve an overview of the human immune response and the various components of the bone marrow, lymph organs, and blood that are a part of this response. The immune response usually involves the response to a pathogen, but can involve the response to cancer or to a diseased cell in the body. The second chapter of the course will mainly cover the innate immune system. This is the initial and nonspecific response the human host has to the environment, which involves cells and chemicals that don't require antibodies or the sensitization of immune cells in which to function. The structure and function of the antigens and antibodies in the immune system will be the main topic of the third chapter of the course. These are molecules that interact with one another in a key part of the immune system. You will learn what constitutes an antigen and about the chemical makeup of antibodies. In the fourth chapter of the course, the adaptive immune system and the T cell will be the focus of discussion. The T lymphocyte is perhaps the main type of cell in the adaptive immune system, which requires the recognition of an antigen as being foreign and creating a cytotoxic response to the antigen. In the fifth chapter of the course, the adaptive immune system will continue to be discussed, but the humoral component will be the focus of the discussion. The B cell will be discussed, as it is the main cell responsible for making antibodies used by this component of the immune system. The sixth chapter of the course is intended to cover the chemicals involved in the immune system, namely the cytokines and the complement system. Both molecular systems are in play as part of the humoral and adaptive immune system. Defects in the presence of these chemicals result in a defective immune system. The seventh chapter of the course will be a basic discussion of hypersensitivity reactions, of which allergies are a part. These are situations where the immune system is overreactive and in which it is overreactive to things that not everyone mounts an immune response to. The eighth chapter in the course is designed to cover the topic of immunodeficiency states. The two main immunodeficiency states that will be